we made our most recent $20 million contribution in response to a terrible drought year in Southern Africa in general and Zimbabwe in particular, which we expect will result in very low levels of crop production here in Zimbabwe and near total write-offs in certain areas, in the hardest hit areas of the South. And we decided to make this contribution because we realized that humanitarian assistance would need to be ongoing throughout the coming months following the harvest, particularly for those people who wouldn't have a harvest.
This $20 million, it's given to the people in what form? Do you give them money or food?
This particular contribution is for the World Food Program, and it's going to be for in-kind food. We, in the past year, have done both food and cash for beneficiaries, depending on market conditions. And because we know that the World Food Program is going to be operating in the hardest hit areas, this particular contribution will be in food.
In your statement, we also noted that there's this problem of malnutrition. What are you doing about this?
Yeah, you're right. Malnutrition rates are rising in Zimbabwe. They're still low compared to other areas of the world, but they are on the rise, and so we are worried about the trajectory. Part of our efforts to address that is giving this sort of contribution, because when you're feeding a family, you're going to free up resources for the youngest members. But that said, it's not always going to be enough. We have multi-year development programs that provide food assistance for families and are specifically structured to reduce malnutrition and reduce stunting.
Lastly, has it been easy to raise money?
It can be extremely difficult. Despite the challenges of trying to contextualize your crisis in a landscape of many competing crises, I think we've been fortunate. USAID has really done a good job on the Washington level to understand the nuances and provide assistance where it's been needed most. And so we've seen in Zimbabwe a marked increase in the level of humanitarian assistance. So that shows that, you know, people in Washington are definitely paying attention, and we're all pushing in the same direction.